For myself, I went to Ajahn Chah's monastery in 1974, early 1974, and I was already ordained as a monk because I'd been traveling in Asia and was in Thailand interested in Buddhism, so I took what I assumed to be a temporary ordination. Four months max. Places to go, things to do. It was really striking for me going to Ajahn Chah's monastery. One was that it was in the forest. It was very peaceful. The environment was very settling, he himself was a very charismatic person, that didn't hit me at first. It was a bit formidable, forbidding. My very first, went into the monastery, paid respects, bowed, and he just kind of looked at me and said, "You want to stay here? You have to stay at least 5 years." So it was, he's not, didn't have that warm and fuzzy edge. there was something about him that really drew me to him. But also what really struck me was the involvement of the lay community and the structure of the monastic sangha. The monks and they were younger, young people taking ordination, looking to live a monastic life. And then novices, or many young novices, boys, and then the nuns' community, which was quite separate, but it seemed to be a very, very strong presence. But then also the involvement of the lay community. And one of the things that it's very much a foundation or kind of the structure of life at Ajahn Chah's monastery is the lunar observances once a week, having the meditation vigil, chanting, meditation through the night. And at that time I could hardly sit for an hour, so then to sit for a whole night but you sit there and you sort of see all the lay people just solid, and you think, I'm supposed to be a monk. I better get my act together. So that was really very inspiring, and just the involvement in both in terms of coming to listen to teachings, to meditate, to practice, chanting, but also coming and helping in the monastery. The monastery is an intrinsic part of the community.